How are you today? My name is Perry. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is how to open a soda can and then drink it without accidentally punching a child. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Opening a soda can might sound like an easy task at first, but it can quickly become a disaster if not done properly. The last thing you want to do is accidentally hurt someone, especially a child. So, in this podcast, we're going to discuss how to open a soda can and drink it without any accidents.
The first thing to remember when opening a soda can is to keep it steady. Many people make the mistake of trying to open a can while holding it in the air, which can cause it to slip or spill. This is where a flat and stable surface comes in handy. Place the can on a table or any other flat and stable surface before starting to open it.
The next thing to do is to locate the tab. It's the little metal piece on the top of the can that you'll use to open it. Depending on the brand and type of soda, the tab may be located on the front or back of the can or even on the side. Once you've found the tab, use your finger or thumb to lift it up. Do this gently, so the tab doesn't break off or fold back down.
Now, it's time to be careful. The can's opening will have a small hole with jagged edges. These edges can be sharp, so be cautious while moving your fingers around them. Place your index finger on the tab and support the can with your other hand. Slowly and gently push down on the tab, and the opening will pop up and release the gas pressure that cans are filled up with.
Now that the can is open, it's time to drink the soda. But wait, not so fast. You don't want to accidentally punch a child while drinking, do you? So, be aware of your surroundings. If there are any kids nearby, keep the can away from them so they won't accidentally hit the opening and get hurt.
Another thing to consider is the carbonation in the soda. Carbon dioxide makes the soda bubbly and fun to drink, but it can also cause it to spill or fizz over. To avoid this, pour your soda into a tumbler glass or another suitable container. This will allow the bubbles to escape and prevent the soda from overflowing. One more thing to remember while drinking a soda is to pace yourself. Drinking too much soda too quickly can cause stomach discomfort or even nausea in some people. Not only that, it's also not healthy to consume too much sugar, especially in soft drinks. So, savor your beverage and drink slowly.
In conclusion, opening a soda can and drinking it is not as easy as it seems. There are many things to keep in mind, from being careful while opening the can to pouring it into a suitable container, and most importantly, being watchful of your surroundings. A little bit of caution goes a long way, and with practice, opening and drinking a soda can will become second nature. So, go ahead and enjoy your drink, but remember to always prioritize safety.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Perry, and this was episode 1813 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.